morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 27 of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com, and I am here to share my ride to work with you. So, today, now that the hoopla of this past weekend is over and Smash is still Smash, we are, I think, two-thirds of the way through unlocking the roster as a group. Which is pretty exciting. I wanted to talk about something that was a little bit kind of off the beaten path. I wanted to talk about YouTubers. So, just about all of us, you know, if you are a parent who has a child who has access to electronic device, you've had to deal with, YouTube and content creators on YouTube. This could be as simple as, you know, like our younger kids watching like Cookie Swirl C, or, you know, our older kids trying to watch Captain Sparkles and PewDiePie, or me, you know, like, grown-ups like us, watching Kinda Funny or Funhouse or Rooster Teeth, Giant Bomb, etc. So I wanted to talk about different kinds of, and YouTube is kind of a general blanket statement. I wanted to talk about the different kinds of content that are available on the internet. And mainly, just so you have an idea what your kids are looking at, because I think a lot of folks look at a screen, they see a video game being played on it, and they assume that they are all the same. And they are not. And so I wanted to kind of, you know, go over some of that. So, our kids will often refer to anyone who produces content on YouTube to be a YouTuber. And while that is probably true, I think YouTuber is kind of a weird catch-all statement. It's kind of like saying doctor, right? Like, doctor of what? Because for I would prefer to not have a doctor of mathematics perform surgery on my knee. That doesn't mean I think they're dumb. They're way smarter than me, but they're just, they don't do what I am looking, what I might assume from the title. So I'm going to strip away the term YouTuber and just not use that for this discussion. So first, I want to talk about streamers. Okay? A streamer is someone who plays a video game live and streams it on a website like Twitch or Mixer, or right now you can actually do it on Facebook. I have done it, and you can do it on, right now you can currently do it on YouTube, right? So that is a streamer. What they are doing is they are playing a video game in front of essentially a live audience. I would say a live studio audience, but you know, the people are out on the internet. They are doing that for money. I mean, it's worth noting, just about everybody that is streaming is hoping to make some kind of cash doing so. The way they would do that is through tips, because most of the systems, like for example, you know, Facebook, you can get stars, and Twitch, you can get bits, etc. They do that for tips. Also, if they reach certain levels, they can actually have people subscribe to them, which is, for example, on Twitch. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, and Twitch Prime gives you one free subscription that you can use every month. Which is, you know, it ultimately ends up giving the person who is streaming, you know, a couple of dollars. And that may not seem like a lot, but if, you know, at scale, if 1,000 people subscribe via Twitch Prime, that's a couple thousand dollars a month that that streamer earned, not including their tips. There are a number of other, you know, programs that, you know, incentivize these, you know, the the streamers to act like influencers and do influencer marketing, where they will encourage their communities to play games. And as a result of encouraging their communities to play games, they will be remunerated, right? They'll get paid by the companies. And there's a couple of different ways that they can do that. So that's a streamer. Generally, their videos are live. However, just about every service that you can have a live video, those videos are also available for publishing on demand. So, for example, when I was doing my Daddy Downtime World of Warcraft streams, which, by the way, I will be getting back to, it's really just a matter of getting the technology sorted out. As soon as the stream was done, it was available on my Facebook page, or on the EFG Facebook page, for viewing forever. You can still see some of those streams. And then it was, you can also download it and upload it to YouTube. So the same thing with Twitch and Mixer, etc. You can download the video or just have it automatically populated over to your YouTube channel. So it is possible to watch a streamer and watch that video, you know, not live, but in general, streamers are playing live. The next, so that, and that's a lot of content. A lot of kids watch that. The key there is that it is live. You have no idea what's happening. I mean, it's a live audience, right? There's no way of really knowing what's happening there. And it's somewhat unpredictable. That it's those videos where a lot of the streamers like PewDiePie, etc., have gotten in trouble because they have revealed more about the inner workings of their brain and their thought processes by reacting in the moment, because you can't edit a stream, right? There's no "we'll fix it in post" type situation. There is just, you know, it's all right there. So that's a streamer. Next, there are the other, and those are a stream. Like, that is a kind of content that you can purchase, or not purchase, but that you can consume. Next is what's called a let's play. So we'll talk about that. That's very similar to a stream, although they are often edited, and for the most part, that's just a streamer, or, you know, that is a personality playing a game, capturing the video, and then uploading that video onto YouTube. Some of those are captured live, but many of them are not. Many of them are captured with no audience, and it's just a person playing, talking into a microphone. A lot of tutorials are like that. And what they'll do is they'll, you know, record a bunch and they'll upload those videos separately. Again, some of this is a little bit of overlap because sometimes, you know, essentially if I take a live stream and post it later, it is essentially a Let's Play video. However, you know, in general, Let's Play videos are not live because that's a stream. So these are, you know, like a lot of walkthroughs end up following that kind of principle, right? And many of them are edited for time and for content, or you might see them sped up, etc. Very infrequently do you see a good YouTube channel post like a 3-hour-long gameplay video that has not been edited in any way. But they happen. But so that's a let's play. Now there are other, and that's, I think that's a relevant distinction. Other video content that gets put out there, a lot of them are, you know, compilations or, you know, like commentary videos that just happen to include gameplay footage. Some of them are like montages or top 10 lists, etc., where the game isn't really the focus of what's being done. It's just that the it's almost like the video game that's being played is kind of B-roll over what they are talking about, right? Maybe there are a number of channels that do, you know, explainer videos where they talk about what's happening in a game or the history of the game. In that case, they're not really talking about the gameplay itself. They're talking about the game, and they're showing gameplay kind of the same way that we might... They're showing it the same way that the evening news might show video of people walking down the street while they were talking about something that happened in New York City, right? It's not a video about people walking down the street. It's the voiceover that matters. Those are kind of interesting because you really never know what these dudes are talking about. This is where, you know, you might hear some of these guys. These are the ones where you really want to look at the topic. Like, hey, what are they talking about here? Because some of these guys say some absolutely insane stuff. And this is where, you know, not all of them. This is where some of them get in trouble with, you know, being essentially like Nazi sympathizers and, you know, just saying some really terrible things. And it's kind of disguised because they're talking about it over video gameplay. So we might look at our kid's phone and see that they're just watching some gameplay, but the truth is this guy is just rambling on about something. So those are... The next thing is, I mean, there are like legitimately just talk shows and news programs that are produced and put on YouTube by some of the same channels that produce Let's Plays and things like that. This is where I really think, you know, I really do think that it's important that we talk to our kids kind of next level about what they're watching and consuming on the internet. Most notably, I think that it is a good idea to ask not just what are they watching or what game are they watching, but who are they watching play it? Because there are a number of games that I would watch, I would let my kid watch Xavier Woods or Greg Miller play, right? I might let them watch those guys play, but I wouldn't let them watch PewDiePie play. And none of those names probably make a lot of sense to, you know, some of the folks out there, but, I mean, Xavier Woods is a WWE superstar who has a YouTube channel, right? And he's just a goofy dude who plays games with other WWE superstars. And they're competitive, but they're not disrespectful and or racist or anything like that. They're just competitive, right? Greg Miller is a former professional video game journalist who moved over and is now an influencer and, you know, runs essentially a YouTube network. And yeah, he's crass. However, he's respectful of people and is not a Nazi, right? Whereas PewDiePie has done, I'm not even going to talk about what the stuff that dude has done on my podcast. If you really want to know, you can Google it. But he's done some particularly terrible things, you know, with his reach and with his influence. And so as a result, you know, it's problematic. So, you know, while you're looking at the games, you know, while we're looking at our kids playing, let me start over on this. I don't know why I can't get this sentence out. So the content is out there. Your kids are watching it. I think the next step is figuring out what kind of content they're watching and get a little bit next level. A lot of times we see YouTube and we're like, all right, what game is that? Is it Fortnite? Is it The Last of Us? Is it, you know, is it H1Z1? Whatever. And we kind of stop there. It's like, oh, okay, that's Mario Kart. That's great content to watch. But not necessarily, because I think it's worth checking, like, who are you watching play that game? I know that feels like that might be too much, but if they're a big name streamer, you can Google them and there is information about them. PewDiePie is a big deal. Ninja is a big deal, right? Like, you can learn about who these people are with a little bit of Google, and you can find out whether or not they are somebody that you feel comfortable letting your kids stream, or letting your kids watch while they're playing. So, I mean, this is a shorter episode today. You know, I just wanted to throw out some of my thoughts about YouTubers I said I wasn't going to use the term, but I think it's fine to wrap it all up. They come in all shapes and sizes, these people who create video content on the internet. It is not going to go away. So these are just some things to think about. You know, there's different kinds of YouTube content. There are different kinds of video content that you can consume. And not all of it is created equal. And I really think that probably the most important piece of all that is, you know, less the game and more who the person is that is streaming it. I suspect that this is going to be a multi-part topic, because I am, you know, I would expect there might be some questions. I'm going to go ahead and share this into the Engage Family Gaming community, which you can get to by going to facebook.com/groups/EngageFamilyGaming, or just go to EngageFamilyGaming.com/community, and I'll be glad to talk about and answer whatever questions you may have. And there's some other folks in there that'll be able to help too. And then maybe we'll revisit this in a couple of days or in a week and, you know, revisit the topic and talk about it a little bit more. So, yeah, those are some of my preliminary thoughts on video content on the internet and the various different kinds. I do hope you guys have a wonderful day. We will talk to you tomorrow. And until then, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye now.